It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes,
offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
This is the Beckler and Shauna Pisscast. Looks like it's going to be a long one. And we're busy getting some video stuff done in the studio here. So rather than ramble on. Why don't we get into the meat and potatoes of this thing?
Let's do it.
After your out of context clip. God.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I don't know if you saw this, but Parks Canada is now implementing a fine if you get caught in a no stopping zone due to bears. So if you head out that way right now, you'll see lots of those no stopping signs. And there's like pictures of bears and it's like, don't stop here because bears are around.
I saw the news story about this. The one I saw was specifically about the boss, that big grizzly out in Banff that everyone stops to take photos of.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen this plenty of times, especially like if you go snowboarding, this like because the bears are out and you're heading down there and it makes sense. So up to $25,000 they're going to charge. Ooh. And the reason is because I guess tons of people have been stopping recently and getting out of their vehicles to approach the bears and take photos. And the worst part is a lot of these no stopping zones, there isn't even a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So you're causing full out traffic jams to go and try and get close to a bear so that you can get a good Instagram post.
There's two issues with that, right? There's approaching the bear and then like leave the bear alone. Mm-hmm. And there's also the traffic aspect of it.
Of it is not good. So I understand why they're trying to really discourage this. But I got thinking and I was like, if you're a tourist, unfortunately, if you get that fine, you're just going to leave and you're not going to pay it.
Yeah.
That's
you were just telling us about how you don't pay your parking tickets in private lots. I don't think tourists are going to pay a $25,000 fine stopping.
They'll just go back from wherever their house is and be like, that's cool. See you later. So I was trying to think of what would be maybe a punishment that would be a bit more harsh for tourists. I was like, I think, and this is stupid, but if you were to see someone doing this as a tourist, cause this massive traffic jam, you should just tell them to take their car out of the no stopping zone. They have to put a honeypot on their head and hold a sign that says like bear bait or something for 15 minutes. You know what I mean? Like really embarrassing. You and you'd be followed by the parks wildlife and they'd be like, you have to do this right now.
Yeah, we cover you in honey.
Yep. Bear bait. Okay, it's kind of like a giant honey pot in your head.
It's not unlike my idea for if you cause a big traffic jam due to careless driving during rush hour, right. You should have to stand with a sign at the front of the traffic
public
jam
shaming.
Saying, I did this.
It's true.
It was me.
Yes. You should,
yeah.
Because that is the
can
only,
boo.
That's what will work, right? Fines, especially, again, even like speeding and stuff. If you have money, if money's no object, fine's not going to do it. You have to do a bit of public shaming, I think, or it's not going to work, okay? Also, this is really funny, but apparently stopping in these zones, they call them bear jams.
Not like a traffic jam
not a traffic
related
jam.
To a bear?
It's a bear jam. And I was like, is this not the most Canadian story we've seen in a while?
A bear jam sounds great, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like a good thing.
Kind of like a rail jam.
Absolutely. Let's go down to the bear jam.
Yeah, or a bunch of bears getting together and playing some Dave Matthews Band, something like that.
I'm picturing bears dancing on their hind legs right now and dipping into some jams and licking that, okay? That's what I'm picturing.
There's some big, hairy gay guys just hanging out. It's a bear jam, right?
Yeah.
It's a bear jam.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Friend of the show, Lauren, sent me a pretty great white girl saying.
Oh, good.
It says, I've never had to unscrew another woman's light bulb in order to shine.
Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Think about that one.
Okay, that's...
Let that one sit with you for a second.
It's just saying, like, don't burn other women because you don't have to? Okay.
Yeah, you're not in competition with them.
Right.
You can shine, and they can also shine.
It's a strange way of saying that, you know?
Unscrew another woman's life.
Unscrew another woman.
You never had to what now?
Who was sitting there?
What'd you do?
I was like, this is the best way to describe this. What? Holy crap, that's a stretch.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you could say, I don't know, I think you use a different word other than unscrew, perhaps, but...
Never frig another woman, okay? Like, there's many other ways. How about don't talk behind other women's back? Like,
this is another one of those sayings, though, where I really like the sentiment of it.
Yes, I like the sentiment
of
it.
And it's not just for women. I agree with this for everybody.
Yep,
like, you
absolutely.
Don't have to put someone else down to make yourself look better.
Nope.
There's probably enough to go around for all of us.
To build yourself up, buttercup. No, you don't need to do that. But unscrewing a light bulb, again,
this
odd.
Little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Here's another frig, marry, kill for you, Beckler.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Technology. So here are the three questions I'm going to ask you here.
Yep.
What modern day technology do you love? Which one do you wish was never invented? And what technology do you wish we could invent?
This is a great question. This is one of the best Frig, Marry, Kills we've had in a long time.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, okay. I love this.
This one's tough. Okay, so let's jump into it then. Which modern day technology do you love?
Google Maps.
Oh, yeah.
I think Google Maps and like GPS and everything is just the most incredible thing. Mm-hmm. And it makes life so much easier. And I just have endless amounts of fun playing around on Google Maps and like exploring places I've never been. And that's my favorite one. And it's like, I don't see much of a negative side to it.
Right.
Other than the fact that maybe we aren't as good at finding our way around without Google Maps, but we don't really need to anymore because we have it. So
yeah,
I love it. I love it
so
much.
That's a
really
good one. You? This one's more involved, but 3D printing, as I read more about that, is pretty cool. And I know that it's helped with so many like medical things and stuff going forward. And it's something that I don't really see a whole bunch of negatives to at the moment. Although, again, don't know a ton about it yet.
So. I have a few friends who are into it, and they can solve some pretty incredible problems using it, which I think is super cool.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Another one, very simple, the air fryer. That's the other one, okay? Love the air fryer.
Okay.
Just throw everything in there. Okay, so which technology do you wish was never invented?
Man, this is tough. I was going to say nuclear weapons.
Yep.
Just because, like, we now possess the capacity to, like, end humanity with the push of a button.
Yeah.
And that's pretty scary.
It is.
Try not to think about it too much.
Yep.
But at the same time, with that technology comes the potential for nuclear energy.
Okay.
Which is a huge possibility. So I don't know. I'm going to say nuclear weapons.
Okay.
I wish we could have one without the other.
This one was just, I mean, I don't know if this counts, but I was going to say social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I kind of wish. Also, this sounds crazy and maybe too generic as well, but cell phones, I kind of wish weren't invented. I just, the fact that everyone can access you all the time now, I think, is the cause of so much stress in the world. And I know that's crazy because people are like, there's a lot of benefits to cell phones as well. But we got along just fine without them, too.
We did. I think people say that, but would you, like, you wouldn't have to have a phone. Or you could have a very bare bones phone, right?
Yeah.
And most people don't do that, even if they don't like their phone.
Mm-hmm.
They don't opt not to have one. Like, you're not legally required to have one.
No. But perhaps, I mean, for work and stuff, it would be so hard for me not to. But you're right. That would be a good way to remedy, is basically take off anything aside from maybe the basic function of a phone, which would be great. But when you have them, it's the problem is then work and everybody expects you to always be reachable. And that's
unless you just establish yourself as the type of person that does not have a phone.
Yes. And I think that a lot of people in concept think about that too, but I don't think workplaces would be very cool with that these days, but you never know.
Be pretty tough in practice.
Yes. Yeah. A little bit. Okay. And the one that you wish we could invent.
One that we wish, I mean, like interstellar travel would be fun.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, limitless clean energy, something like cold fusion.
Okay, that's a deep answer. Good,
that would be real nice. That or the cure for cancer, just because of the amount of suffering that comes from it.
For sure.
And if you could eliminate that, that would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking the cure for cancer as well, or teleportation.
Oh, man.
Teleportation is one thing that I think of very often and how awesome that might be.
When anybody asks me what superpower I'd like, the boys are always asking me this, Bo and Brigham. Yeah. And I'm like, teleportation, for sure.
Well, especially my family lives across the country. I'm in a long distance relationship. Like, teleportation in every way would just be phenomenal.
Just, I mean, the amount of time that we all waste moving these meat bags around, right? Like, if you could just, boom, I'm in China now. Like, that would be pretty cool.
Oh, how fun would that be?
Podcast.
I think Frig, Marry, Kill is like maybe my favorite segment on the show.
Yeah, you love it.
Because you really have to think.
Yes.
It really challenges me to think about my answers. And we would always like to hear your answers too. It's just because the segment is done and gone. Don't feel like you can't message us with how you would have answered, because I will read it.
Yes, I will too. And yeah, it's true. It is really fun to hear other people's answers and stuff too. And also I find, even if, like, for me, I was like, well, I don't have a great answer for one of those, but hearing yours expands, like, you know, your own thinking, and you can switch your brain thoughts to, like, oh, didn't think of it that way, you know?
That's just it. And I mean, if you, the Venus head, submits your answers, then it'll get me thinking different still.
Totally.
So I like that a lot. I always try to think of, like, Frig, Marry, Kills or goat discussions, and I'm not very good at coming up with them, so I'm glad you are, because I like having them.
Yeah, well, I don't know why. I just, Yesterday I was sweeping, and that's when I was like, oh, this would be a good one.
I also really like small town news, and we haven't done that for a while.
We have not.
Send us some small town news stories you come across.
Oh, as
please.
You mentioned, I actually wrote a couple down, so we might be able to do it tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I love small town news. I also love Shane Holmes. Because they...
Me too. They help support us, and so we can have jobs, and then we can talk to you.
That's
so
right.
It's very important.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you don't pay anything to listen to this, nor does anyone pay anything to listen to the radio. So if it wasn't for people like Shane Holmes, we wouldn't be here. So we're very thankful for them. Learn more about their affordable customization and all the cool things you can do if you're building a home with Shane Holmes without spending big, big custom home dollars.
Yeah.
ShaneHolmes.com is a great place to start. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
My sons, Bo and Brigham, they love this Nickelodeon show called The Thundermans.
Oh.
It's about a family of superheroes.
Okay.
It's a bit cheesy, like all of those old Nickelodeon shows, but they love it. It's pretty good, clean fun.
That's fair. I'm going to have to look into this. I haven't even heard of it before.
So they just released a Thundermans movie on Paramount Plus. And in the show, like all those old Nickelodeon sitcoms, it has an absurd laugh track.
Okay.
Like every 3 seconds, there's a laugh track. Like every tiny little joke, like it's just nonstop. And it's kind of on in the background at our house.
Somebody's just a little too loose on the shotgun of the...
Yes.
And the way the trigger on the laugh track.
The way that they write it is just like set up joke. And it's just like constant laugh track.
Gotcha.
But the thing is, the movie also has a laugh track.
Oh.
Because I think they wanted to keep with the style of the show. And
interesting.
It's a younger audience, right? Yeah. And they're used to that sort of pacing of the show and everything. But I can't think of another movie with a laugh track.
Never really thought about that before, but no.
Imagine if other movies had laugh tracks. That would be absolutely insane. This is Forrest Gump.
Lieutenant Dan, what are you doing here?
Well, thought I'd try out my sea legs.
But you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Yes, I know that. You wrote me a letter, you idiot. And I told you if... you were ever a shrimp boat captain, then I'd be your first mate. Well, here I am. I am a man of my word.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't you be thinking that I'm going to be calling you sir.
No, sir.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Do you remember, Beckler, growing up, being told that if you go out with your hair wet, you're going to catch a cold?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No jacket, hair wet. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that being a fairly common sentiment. It's like, if you're going outside, don't go out with wet hair because you're going to catch a cold. That's not how that works.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think the cold virus is like, all right, this guy.
It looks at your hair and it goes, oh, that hair is wet. And it just leaps onto you and grabs on and goes, you have cold now. But that was something that everybody used to say. And I was just like, why was that ever? That's not, no.
Yeah, the cold does not enter through
it doesn't,
the hair.
The hair. It's complete malarkey. I was just thinking about that recently. And I was like, we kind of took that as gospel growing up. Where it was like, oh, yeah, I better not go out. It's got wet hair. Better make sure that's not wet.
I had once heard, because we were also told, if you go out without a jacket on when it's colder, if you don't zip your jacket up, you're going to get sick. You heard that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I once heard that like the cold virus doesn't really survive in cold outdoor temperatures.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't
but,
know.
But you think you would be getting it from other people from, you know.
You have to be in contact with somebody who, let's say, has the flu or something to get that.
Like, I don't think it just appears because your jacket's not done up, mm-mm, right? It's like, gotcha. No. It's not like a mugger.
Nope. And it's weird because it's like, why would your parents care that? I mean, I get it if you're thinking maybe your kid needs to wear a jacket, right? To stay warm or something. But like the wet hair thing, kind of odd. Is it just your parents didn't ever want you leaving the house with wet hair? They're like, oh, no, you're going to catch a cold. Yeah, no, you're going to get sick right away if you go out there with that wet hair.
Given the right conditions, mm-mm, if you had wet hair and no jacket, you could get hypothermia.
Yeah. Yep, but that's more serious.
Not a cold, right?
No, very weird.
I don't
weird.
Think it works like that. No. And we all believed it for a long time, didn't we?
It's your hair.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
My son Brigham is 6, and he got a stuffed octopus yesterday.
Oh, I bought my niece a stuffed octopus.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, they're a big fan, actually.
It needs a name. This octopus.
Okay, and it's not, he doesn't just want to go with octopus.
No, he wants a specific name for it.
Right, that's good.
I said, well, Shauna and I are fairly good at coming up with these types of names. I don't know if you're going to like any of them, but we can try.
Yeah, we can give it a go for you.
So we lay down some potential octopus names?
Yeah, let's do it.
So the first one I thought of was Octavia Spencer.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's a good one. Or Octavius as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Octopus in Boots. That's a bad one.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's remember Octomom?
Yeah.
Her real name was Nadia Suhlman. So you could just name the octopus Nadia Suhlman.
You could do that. Yeah. I don't know if that one's going to fly. Brigham probably. It would be really funny, though, if a six-year-old walked up to you and you'd be like, what's the name of your octopus?
Nadia Suhlman.
Excuse me?
You know, Octomom. He wasn't even alive for any of that.
I'd look weird. I'd look weird, that kid, for sure. Squiddy Squiddy Bang Bang.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is a squid different than an octopus, or are they in the same family?
They're in the same family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man, his real name is Otto Gunther Octavius. So okay. Otto is a decent name for an octopus.
That's pretty good. Pedro Pascal Amari. It's a pretty big handful. Also, maybe not what you want to envision the octopus becoming, but
we're
going
to eat it.
Yeah.
Chad Ocho Cinco.
Trentacle Reznor.
Ah, that's really good.
Yeah, in the band Nine Inch Snails.
Damn. Snails are different, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But I just mean, it's in the Sea World, right? So they'd be in the band with the Nine Inch Snails, and there'd be other, you know.
There'd be other sea creatures
there as well. Duh. Okay.
Okay. Trentacle Reznor is really good. I've got 8 Middleton, Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh.
Princess 8.
That's okay.
Similar to that, 8 McRae.
I mean, you could just go with Rocktopus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have Rocktober.
Yep, we sure do.
Octopusha T.
Oh, that's good. What about Squidmark?
Squidmark is a good one, especially for a kid.
Yeah, right?
I think he'd appreciate that.
Or Squid the Kid.
Squidney Crosby.
Yeah, right.
Elon Mollusk.
Oh, that's... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Squid Row. Or like Squid Rock.
Could go either way with that, couldn't you?
You could. Could go with, this is one of my favorites. Octopus Prime.
Ah, okay.
Instead of Optimus, you could do
that. You're just changing
one as well.
Like one letter, I think, aren't you?
Yeah. So that's another option. Yeah.
Octopus Prime is pretty strong. We got some good options here. Brigham listens to the podcast, so he'll go through these tonight and then probably tell me.
I'd like to know which one he comes with. I was going to say he's going to be like, no, try again, Dad.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was buying snacks for a party recently, Beckler, and I passed the all-dressed chips. And I realized something, that I don't recall the last time somebody purchased all-dressed chips that I witnessed, or I even saw them around at a party or anything. Like, I feel like growing up, I saw all-dressed chips quite frequently. We would even purchase them sometimes. They'd be out for parties, and I haven't seen them in forever.
Nobody's digging the dressed all over chips anymore. Hey?
What happened to the all dressed?
Is that a Canadian thing?
Yes, all I dressed? Think they are Canadian. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you're asking the wrong guy, Sean.
I know,
because
you can't do it.
I like plain chips.
I know.
Sometimes if I'm feeling real crazy, I'll go with a Rip L chip. But
I was going to say, a big old ripple in that plain chip, hey?
I mean, with the wavy Lays.
Okay.
With some Ruffles.
I know. We were part of the Plain Ruffles chip club for a long time. Both of you.
We love our plain Ruffles.
We do. Also great because very dynamic. You can add dips in. But yeah, what happened to the, have you ever seen all dressed? Like, have you seen somebody purchase all dressed chips?
I can't say I have, but again, I don't pay attention because I'm just looking for plain.
Okay. Even like, cards as long as these stuff, don't... I keep a stock. I'm curious, especially for parties. I find this quite stressful, choosing the right snacks for a party. Like when you walk down the snack aisle, you have to decide what you think most people will get. And it's never all dressed. Right?
What are the go-tos?
Well, I mean, the plain Ruffles would be a go-to. Salt and vinegar, I find to be a go-to.
Okay.
Not salt one of my top favorites, but I find lots of people love, especially like the sea salt malt vinegar, the elevated ones, the expensive salt and vins.
Can't go wrong with like a Doritos nacho flavored.
No, you sure can't.
And they come in those giant bags at Costco. Yeah. So that's like the generic Doritos flavor.
Yeah. What about a party mix? Because then you're mixing up all kinds of party stuff, you know?
Yes.
The ones, the pretzels and the mix. I know, again, not your thing.
Not my thing.
You can't handle anything outside of plain, but...
You know what I like is a bowl of Cheetos Puffs, a bowl of PA carrots, as they call them. That's what they're called at our house now, ever since you told us that.
The PA carrots.
Yeah, the boys will be like, can we get some PA carrots for the movie tonight?
So for those of you who missed this, my boyfriend lives in Prince Albert, and he says that in Prince Albert, they refer to Cheetos as PA carrots. So, I mean, yes, only for the name alone, that needs to become a staple.
Love a bowl of PA carrots.
I'm not a huge PA carrot fan myself. My mom loves the real crunchy carrots.
Well, you don't know what's healthy for you then.
So sure don't.
You miss one of the
Nor does PA.
Yeah, I usually just leave the snacks decisions to McKenna.
That's fair.
She makes this dip. She calls it
the pizza dip.
Pizza dip.
Yeah,
and it's like
classic.
Usually I don't even get any because when she puts it out, it's gone right away. Like if you aren't there when it comes out, it's
that's
gone.
Fair.
So you got to be quick.
Yeah. I mean, that's the stuff you have to make at home, though. I'm talking about when you walk down the aisle and you're like me, lazy is
what you're asking is
like what you need. Not all dressed, though.
What you're really asking is, what is your favorite flavor of chips?
I'm actually asking.
And we're taking calls.
But when?
And we're taking calls.
And when did Aldress become the ugly stepchild of the chip world?
The Fagler and Shauna podcast.
I got to play this clip for you. It was making the rounds yesterday online. And it's from an interview with Mayor Jody Gondek. And this came from, I saw it on Urba Calgary's page on Instagram. I think it originally came from the Twitter account of a dude named Kirk Lubomov. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
I couldn't find the larger interview from which this clip is extracted. And I wish we could, because I would like to hear the context of the question and what the mayor said after this.
Yes.
But she's talking about the attitudes toward renting versus owning.
Okay.
Have a listen.
Yeah, I'm owning a home and they're moving towards rental.
I think I missed part of it there. Hang on a second.
We're starting to see a segment of the population reject this idea of owning a home and they're moving towards rental because it gives them more freedom. They can travel to different places. They can try out different communities. Their job may take them from place to place. And so people have become much more liberated around what housing looks like and what the tenure of housing looks like. But as municipalities, we haven't kept pace with that change. We're still stuck in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
So that's the excerpt of the clip.
Interesting.
She's saying that attitudes are changing towards renting. More people want to rent now because of the freedom that it gives you. As a city, we're stuck in the idea that everybody wants to own a home.
Hmm.
Your reaction to that clip, Shauna?
I'm actually a bit torn because for younger people, I think maybe that is the case. And it is because a lot of younger people, when you don't have a family, you can move. And I'm one of those people. I owned a condo and I went back to renting.
And yeah, you did go the other way, hey?
I did. And it was because for my lifestyle, it truly did. I liked that I could move around when I rented prior.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that I could give somebody a set amount of rent and not have to worry about fixing my own condo. I dealt with a bunch of special assessments, unfortunately, that kind of forced me that way as well. But I, lifestyle-wise, prefer renting. So there are some people like that. Perhaps only when you're younger, though, or if you don't have a family. If you have a family, I think obviously it's a heck of a lot more complicated to live in a condo.
Mm-hmm.
And renting maybe becomes a lot more complicated that way. Although I guess you could also rent a house if you have a family.
I mean, my gut reaction to this was the reason that more people are renting isn't because they want to. It's because they can't afford to buy a home.
And that's the other side of it, yeah.
So to try to spin it as like, no, this is just shifting attitudes.
Yeah.
People want to be more freewheeling and stuff. It's like, well, no, I think there's tons of people that would love to own a home if it were a possibility.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying as well, because early in my career, before I had kids and stuff, I didn't want to buy a house.
No.
You know, I was moving every 8 months, chasing better jobs and stuff. And there are so many people that hate landlords. And I was grateful that there were landlords who were renting out places, who were taking that investment risk and all the upkeep that comes with it.
Seriously.
Because where I was at in my life, I needed to be able to rent from them.
And that's honestly, I think there's a lot more people who are, I know quite a few people actually who have said to me that they're never going to own a house again. A lot of people who owned and don't ever want to do it again. And it was because of the costs associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know other people who have told me that they actually don't want to own. And it is, again, I think also a shifting attitude toward, we used to want all to have big families and stuff as well. And I think a lot of people are opting out of having kids. And that also, again, makes it easier to rent. So it's different lifestyles.
Yeah.
So I really truly get both. I think absolutely there are tons of people who would love to own a house and can't because of the affordability. And that is a huge issue. But I do think that there is a slight shift now toward people who are going, you don't need the white picket fence and the two kids in that house anymore. So maybe it is okay to just rent.
That's why I wish we had more of this clip, because if the mayor went on to say that, then if she went on to acknowledge the challenges of owning a house, then I could. But this clip in isolation makes it sound like she's trying to spin the fact that It's like, well, no.
No, there's definitely an affordability crisis with housing.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We were talking about Crokinole yesterday. Big fan of Crokinole.
Love Crokinole.
And you make Crokinole boards now,
yeah,
which is very exciting. I want you to make me one, but it's expensive. Expensive to get one of your Crokinole. And they're heavy. But
yeah.
They're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I keep admiring yours, and I'm like, I want one.
I'll build you one.
Okay, I'll pay.
Someone's got a birthday coming up. That's what we say at our house, whatever. I'd be like, oh, I'd like that. And McKenna will be like, oh, someone's got a birthday coming up.
My birthday just passed.
Yeah, even so if you don't, that's the joke.
That's really funny. Yeah.
And it could be something that you need, too.
Yeah,
like,
I'll
be like, hey, we need more furnace filters. Well,
somebody's got a birthday coming up. That's pretty funny. When we talked about it, though, somebody, was it a friend of the show, Fred, I think, that reached, he
I think it was
us,
Glenn.
Glenn, sorry.
Friend of the show, Glenn.
He reached out, and he said that Crokinole means crunchy biscuit.
Crunchy biscuit.
That is what Crokinole, and I had no idea. But,
is it French?
Yes, it is French of origin, but it means crunchy biscuit or small crunchy biscuit, and they think it comes from just the little discs that you use to flick because yep. they kind of look like crunchy biscuits, which is hilarious. From this point forward, I am only calling Crokinole crunchy biscuits.
Coming over for a game of crunchy biscuit this weekend, hey?
Come and play crunchy biscuit. I'm pretty good at the crunchy biscuit.
Etymology with Shauna.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
On yesterday's show, we were talking about which songs we put on a hangover playlist. And you can hear that conversation on yesterday's podcast.
You sure can.
There was one I forgot to mention. There's a song I really love by The Hold Steady. It's called Killer Parties.
Oh, yeah.
The hook is Killer Parties Almost Killed Me, which is a pretty good hangover.
Pretty song. Good.
That
yeah.
band is interesting. I'm not a huge Hold Steady fan, but a couple of my friends are.
Yeah.
A ton of their songs are about the lead singer's partying days. I don't know if he parties anymore, but he sure sings a lot about partying.
He used to party.
Not quite as much as Andrew W.K. sings about
no.
partying. That's kind of like
his shtick for
lifestyle.
Sure. Yes,
but
absolutely.
I got thinking about a few other artists who tend to sing disproportionately about one topic. I'm a big fan of the Swedish pop star Robin.
Yeah.
You may not think I would be, but
nope.
I am.
Yep.
I was listening to her at the gym the other day and I was like, man, almost all of her songs are about dancing. So many songs about dancing.
Yeah, she loves to dance.
She loves, let her dance. Just let the girl dance.
You're right. There's a lot of artists who talk a lot about dancing. I mean, it's a big thing that a lot of people like to do.
I remember when I first put on Kings of Leon's album, Only by the Night. That was the big one with like You, Somebody, and Sex on Fire and stuff.
Yep.
And I was like, man, there's a lot of songs about dancing on this album too.
Mm-hmm.
Guy likes to dance.
Dance. There you go. I mean, the obvious one would be like Rage Against the Machine and talking about, you know, political and
yes.
social issues,
oppression.
That type of thing. Oppression.
If someone
yeah.
was wronged somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Rage
Bob Marley would be
it.
Along the same. Talked a lot about that, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Iron Maiden,
yep.
and they sing a lot about war. Different wars, different battles, different, like,
yeah.
so many songs about war.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like AC/DC with Hell.
Yeah. I mean, like Snoop Dogg and Weed, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of songs about the marijuana.
We threw this up on our social media accounts too, and I can't believe we missed this one, but the Red Hot Chili Peppers singing about California.
Oh, yeah.
So many songs about California.
We get it. There's a lot of bands too that talk a lot about California. Big fans of California over there.
Dallas Green actually has a song about how he's tired of hearing about California.
Oh, well, there you go. So he's pointed it out.
I agree with it.
Yeah. He started a feud with all the California bands. No, less California.
Yeah, and like it only works because it's California. If it was anywhere else, people would be like, this is a little weird.
Yeah.
You know, like if the Guess Who was just like, Winnipeg!
Yeah.
Here's another song about Winnipeg.
You know, I love
wow.
this. Adele only talks about sadness.
Yeah, she's like, a sad girl.
She only comes out with albums when she's had another breakup, and if she doesn't have a breakup, she has nothing to talk. She's like, great, I can't release another album.
Many people would say the same thing about Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of feelings.
Lots of feelings.
Are we missing any big ones? Any big ones? I mean, I'm a metal fan too, and like most of metal is about death. Most metal songs reference death somewhere. There's
actually we're going full genres now.
Death.
Yeah, so, it's death metal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We got sent another great Fortune 500, Beckler. And I don't know if this one's on the list. I don't think it is. And
okay.
I can't believe it's not. Bells of Steel. Does that sound familiar? It's a fitness equipment store called Bells of Steel.
It's also, I think, a brand of fitness equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I have definitely lifted something with bells of steel on it before.
It's hilarious.
So
yeah, there's one here in Calgary. I think it might be a chain, but it's a place where you go and you get all your iron and your bells of steel. It makes
instead
sense.
Instead of balls of steel?
Instead of balls of steel. So there you go.
Or buns of steel?
Yeah. Ooh.
Those were big workout tapes in the 90s. My mom used to, she had a collection of buns of steel tapes.
So did my friend's mom. Yeah. She had all of them. And I remember we put them on the odd time and we're just laughing at them.
Do you remember the cover?
Yeah.
It was just some woman's ass, wasn't it?
Oh, so the one that I remember, it was very retro and very 80s, like bright colors and this woman on it in her tight stuff.
She's wearing one of those leotards that like comes all the way up to your armpits almost. They cut so deep.
That's the kind of gym that I want to go to. Somebody needs to bring that back as a theme, because you know how we go through these waves of different themes, like doing a full out buns of steel 80s theme in there. Everybody has to wear their spandex. That would be fun.
Where you have that little box in front of you and it's just about stepping up on it and then stepping back down.
Yeah.
Buns of steel.
Yeah.
Especially in like the era that we're living through, when it's all about just huge poopers.
I know.
Can't believe buns of steel haven't made a comeback.
It's true.
Maybe you're onto something there, Shauna.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.